Andrew Wheeler, the acting administrator of the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency.
Well, thank you for talking with Brownfield. A lot of big issues for ag this week coming out of the EPA. Last night, the announcement about the re-registration for dicamba, which is pretty big news. A lot of people were, of course, expecting re-registration, but you have some new restrictions. Can you tell us about those?
Yes. What we did this year, we took a look at the data that we received on dicamba. You know, it was a late growing season, so the data we received was a little late, and we needed to make the decision in time for next year for the decision makers, both and the producers of dicamba as well as the farmers, so that people could plan accordingly, which is why we went with just a two-year registration instead of extending it indefinitely, because we want that additional data. But what we decided to do was to put a few additional restrictions on its use, such as, and one of the biggest ones is the buffer zone around the use of dicamba on the crops. So that, you know, this is something that the Trump administration takes very seriously, that we want to make sure that we, you know, that this is an important pesticide that a lot of people depend on, but there's also been some issues with surrounding property owners, and we want to take all that into account. Continue to allow it to be used for the next 2 years so that we can get more data to make a long-term decision. But at the same time, we wanted to put some additional restrictions to help protect the adjacent property owners.
Right, and that's a lot of the concern and a lot of the complaints, as you know, have come from the product over the last 2 years. And in terms of application, you've restricted that as well for pre-emergent and for over-the-top. So can you talk about that?
We are prohibiting over-the-top application of dicamba on soybeans 45 days after planting and cotton 60 days after planting. And for cotton, we're limiting the number of over-the-top applications from 4 to 2. Soybeans will remain at 2. Applications will be allowed only from 1 hour after sunrise to 2 hours before sunset, and then the buffer zone as well. And we hope and believe that with these additional restrictions, it should really mitigate any additional loss outside of the use of the product. But again, we only extended it for 2 years because we want to have the additional data so we can analyze it to see if this is going to be safe long term or if we need to make additional adjustments to it on an annual basis until we get this right. We want to make sure that the people who depend upon it can continue to use it without causing harm to other property owners.